You are on the record with Atika Hurley. As Aussie summer heatwaves become more frequent and extreme, experts are calling for urgent improvements to housing standards. Dr. Sarah Robertson is a research fellow at RMIT University and the Deputy Associate Director at the Regenerative Environments and Climate Action Centre for Urban Research. She has released a new study examining how Victorian households cope with extreme heat. Dr. Robertson is calling for something similar to appliance ratings to help households improve their resilience to extreme temperatures while minimising energy costs and environmental impacts. Dr. Robertson joins us today to chat about this further. Good morning, Dr. Robertson.
Good morning, Atika.
Were you surprised by the findings in your research?
I think we were surprised in the sense that our research is part of a broader study on how households in Victoria integrate energy efficiency or retrofit upgrades into their homemaking and where they find it hard to do so. And as part of that, we asked, you know, how do you find your house during summer? How do you find your house during winter? And I think what was surprising a little bit for me was that so many households brought up summer as something that was, for many, it was, you know, unbearable. So, yeah, I think that part was surprising, yeah.
Houses built before the year 2000, the biggest challenge? And when did we start to improve construction to withstand these changing climate conditions?
Yeah, that's a good question. So in Australia, we don't actually know for certain because we don't have something like mandatory disclosure, which would tell somebody at the point of sale or lease about the energy efficiency or the thermal performance of their home. But we think that about up to 8 out of 10 homes in Australia perform thermally poorly, and that has impacts on particularly vulnerable groups, particularly renters, and that includes private renters, also social housing and public housing, because they often live in the worst quality housing. So that has impacts on sort of energy stress and with cost of living and all those sorts of things. It's a big issue. So housing standards, to come back to your question, have started to improve, but in the context of other countries around the world, they're sort of in a similar position to us. We have been slower. So yeah, things are changing, but there's a lot of housing out there that we think, and our research supports some of that in Victoria, at least, we think performs thermally poorly. And this has real impacts on health. It has social impacts and all these sorts of things. So it's a really important, it should be a really important part of our conversation about housing, how we can improve it and not putting it all on households, because it can be hard. If you're a renter, you have very few rights to do anything to the house to make it more comfortable and more affordable and healthier to live in. So, there's a big task there ahead.
And for those that can install air conditioners, is there an impact of installing air conditioners into older, drafty or poorly insulated homes?
Yes, it can be. So we found that in our research, when we looked at it, we found households basically in Victoria overwhelmingly consider summer heat a temporary disruption. So it's something that we just get through. In Victoria, we wait for a cool change to come through. And this is sort of this thinking about heat waves of short term as emergencies is we have seen that at the sort of government level as well. But what we found was that, and for many households, it was sort of manageable. You know, households can go somewhere else. They can go to a cool place. They can turn to their air conditioner, and this is okay. But for those households with people who experience heat-related illness, who live in poorer quality housing, or I guess we're even conscious of the cost of turning on the air conditioner. This relief was sort of uncertain. So their disruption to their daily life, to their weekly and seasonal routines was sort of extended, I guess. And we know that if you have we know that leaky housing generally has an impact on people's how comfortable they feel in the winter and the summer. So things like insulation, draft proofing, shading, these are all really important. But beyond that, it's also about the local environment and how the heat is either sort of retained by the local environment or in like if there's a lot of concrete and other thermal mass that holds onto that heat, that then can that radiate back overnight and things like that. So we really need, beyond the sort of short-term practices of keeping cool, we need to think more holistically and we need governance responses that consider these
to
respond in that way.
Your study is focused on Victorian houses, but can this be applied to older homes in WA or just anywhere in Australia too?
I think we probably need to do some more research on that, but I would say that we know that housing across Australia has issues in terms of its thermal quality and energy efficiency, and we know that minimum standards are for like rental properties are very low. So Victoria and the ACT are the only states that mandate insulation for rental properties, or that I'm thinking about it. But the thing about summer heat is that it depends on the climate. You know, we have very different climates across Australia. So, but yes, in the south, you could say that similar things might apply, but we'd really need to do some more research about that. But the basic premise of having a home that is well insulated, not doesn't have big, you know, draft and that sort of thing, has good windows, has good shading. These are things that across Australia we need to be talking about and helping households to improve, because some of the other research we're doing, we're finding that it is very hard to do that stuff, even though where to start.
And do you have any other suggestions that can help reduce heat that is experienced in older homes or just homes in general?
Yeah, look, I think I've said some of them, things like draft proofing, shading from trees and external blinds. It's about not letting the heat or trying to keep it out for as long as possible, using fans. Air conditioning is part of the solution, but I guess the argument that we're making is that it's not the only solution. We need to be thinking about other things as well. But there are other things that you can do, like, you know, cool roof help, like a light-coloured roof, all these things. But some of this, as I said before, is really hard for certain, like for renters in particular, and other households who maybe are low income or other barriers to making changes to their home. So, it's not just a thing for households to improve. It's really about systemic change and government stepping in.
Well, thank you for talking with us, Dr. Robertson, and taking time out of your schedule to educate us.
Well, thanks very much, Tika.
That was Dr. Sarah Robertson, an expert in sustainability and social impacts from RMIT University over in Melbourne.